That's a sweet-sounding tentet led by Nathaniel Paul Schleimer and a tune, a well-known one by Lee Morgan, a jazz classic, Ciora, is arranged by Bob Hammer, who was heard there on piano. The trumpet soloist was Bobby Medina. Mike West was on tenor saxophone. From the album Full Circle Jazz Ensemble, The Wheels Are Turning. Hello, I'm Jim Wilkie. Welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. We've got some new CDs to share with you today, as well as some familiar favorites. Here's a brand new one by Greta Matassa, which is just out. It's called Portrait. And after that, we're going to hear one from former Seattle resident Larry Fuller, who has a new album titled Overjoyed. First, Greta Matassa and her group with Darren Clendenin on piano, Clipper Anderson bass, Mark Ivester on drums, and Alexei Nikolaev on tenor sax. And this is a tune that was written by bass player Sam Jones, and I remember it mostly from the version by Cannonball Adderley, but here's a vocal version of the tune. Originally titled Unit 7, in the vocal version it's called If You Never Fall in Love with Me. Greta Matassa from her new CD.
I loved you so since that first day. The angels let you live and come my way. Don't you see what a lost lady I'm liable to be? And you'll never fall in love with me. I'm not the girl I was before. 'Cause now you own my heart forevermore. A sailor adrift on an uncharted sea, and you'll never fall in love with me. But if you come through, say that you're mine, then I will make your life one great big valentine. We'll build a new love world for two, and I'll find joys no lovers ever knew. I want to stay by your side and to keep your arms forever occupied. Can't you imagine how empty my future would be if you never fall in love with me? See what a lost lady I'm liable to be if you never fall in love with me. I'm not the girl I was before, because now you own my heart forevermore. And I'd be a sailor adrift on an uncharted sea if you never fall in love with me. But if you come through, and I'll find joys no lovers ever knew. I want to stay here by your side and to keep your arms forever occupied. Can't you imagine how empty my future would be. If you never fall in love with, if you never fall in love with, if you never fall in love with me. Thank you.
the great-sounding piano trio doing a tune by Oscar Peterson called Bossa Begin. The trio led by pianist Larry Fuller, who was a Seattle resident for a number of years. Originally coming out of Toledo, he went on the road with Ernestine Anderson, ended up living in Seattle for a while, became a part of our jazz scene here before moving on. Larry Fuller from his brand new CD titled Overjoyed, with Hassan Shakur on bass and Louis Nash on drums. And if that reminds you a bit of some of Oscar Peterson's, he comes by it quite naturally because, of course, Larry Fuller played in Ray Brown's trio for a while, Ray Brown having picked up much of his style from playing with Oscar Peterson. Larry Fuller also played with the Jeff Hamilton trio. Before Larry Fuller's new album, Overjoyed, we were listening to the new one from Greta Matassa titled Portrait. The album is so titled for a beautiful portrait of her mother, which was done by Greta's father, James Gailey. It's a very beautiful portrait. Greta Matassa's new CD, and she was accompanied there by Darren Clendenin on piano, Clipper Anderson bass, Mark Ivester on drums, and Alexei Nikolaev on tenor saxophone, her regular group, backing her on a tune by Sam Jones, originally titled Unit 7, and with lyrics, it became that song, If You Never Fall in Love with Me. Greta Matassa from her new CD, Portrait. 88.5 KNKX connects you with the regional jazz scene and Jazz Northwest. Coming up next, a couple of live recordings that were done about 60 years apart. One at Frankie's Jazz Club recently in Vancouver, B.C., and one from the Penthouse going back to the mid-60s with Julian Cannonball Adderley's quintet. First, live at Frankie's Jazz Club in Vancouver, B.C., Corey Weeds on alto saxophone with an all-star cast, including Terrell Stafford on trumpet, who will be playing again at Jazzport Townsend this summer. Harold Mayburn is the pianist, Michael Glenn on bass, and Julian McDonough on drums, our homegrown rhythm section, live at Frankie's Jazz Club in Vancouver, and a tune by Mal Waldron I'd not heard before. Good tune, titled Mood Malady. Thank you.
We're going to play a tune now that I just thought about playing. You see, this afternoon we had an opportunity to play for a lot of young people at the youth center under the supervision of the King County Juvenile Court, you know. It's kind of an interesting thing, though, because a lot of kids are not sure about where they belong. And some of us sometimes share that feeling. You know, we're not quite convinced. So we're going to play this beautiful tune written by Leonard Bernstein, because I've been thinking a bit about that. It's called There's a Place for Us. Somewhere. Somewhere.
Thank you.
Thank you. Somewhere.
Julian Cannonball Adderley recorded over 50 years ago here in Seattle from a live broadcast we were doing at that time for King FM. Jazz from the Penthouse was the show. It was on every week, and Cannonball Adderley's quintet was one of the groups that played there. Brother Nat Adderley laying out on that one, but Joe Zawinul was the pianist. Victor Gaskin was on bass and Roy McCurdy on drums in that 1966 performance of Leonard Bernstein's Somewhere, Somewhere. Before that, recorded much more recently at Frankie's Jazz Club in Vancouver. That was a group led by alto saxophonist Corey Weeds, with Terrell Stafford on trumpet, Harold Mayburn at the piano, Michael Glenn bass, and Julian McDonough on drums, doing a tune titled Mood Malady, composed by Mal Waldron, live at Frankie's Jazz Club in Vancouver. You're listening to Jazz Northwest, which comes your way every Sunday afternoon at this time. Hope you're enjoying the music here with us. 88.5 KNKX connects you with the regional jazz scene on Jazz Northwest. Here's some of the things going on today and looking ahead to next week. Clipper Anderson's quartet is playing at Tula's this evening. In Motion Quartet with Steve Tressler and Kevin Woods will be at the Royal Room tonight. Monday night, a one-night special at Jazz Alley featuring a wonderful singer, Cecile McLaurin-Salvant, accompanied by a wonderful pianist, Sullivan Fortner. There'll be a Jazz Alley Monday night only. Tuesday, Jackie Naylor will be at the Triple Door. David Marriott's Triskaidekka Band plays at Tula's. Joe Doria presents a late set at 10 at the Sea Monster. And the regular Tuesday night jam at the Owl and Thistle. It starts at 9:30. Duende Libre will be playing at the Triple Door Music Aquarium at 5 on Wednesday for a happy hour. Amina Figueroa Sextet will play at the Royal Room, a wonderful group, fine composer and pianist, presented by Earshot on Wednesday at the Royal Room, Amina Figueroa. Rick Mandyke leads a quartet at Tula's the same night, making for a difficult choice there. Bill Frisell Trio will be at Jazz Alley Thursday and playing through Sunday. The Endangered Blood Band, Crispy, Jim Black, Oscar Noriega, and Trevor Dunn play two shows at the Royal Room on Thursday night, presented by Earshot. Jared Hall's quintet will be at Tula's that night. Brent Jensen leads a trio at Egan's. Friday, there's Happy Hour with Phil Sparks, as usual, at the Latona at 5. South Hudson Music Project will be introduced, a new development at the Royal Room. And Stephanie Porter Quintet will be at Tula's and Kareem Candy Band at Egan's. Saturday night, Mark Seal's group is at Tula's, Greta Matassa's quartet at Egan's, Trish Hantz and Phil at the North City Bistro, and Dorothy Rhodes with Bill Anschel on piano will be at Egan's. For more information, see the KNKX calendar for good places to go and see and do, and also a very complete jazz calendar at earshot.org. Next, here's music by Amina Figueroa, wonderful pianist and composer who brings her sextet to play in Seattle next Wednesday, presented by Earshot at the Royal Room. This is her New York-based sextet from the album 12. Amina Figueroa at the piano, her compositions and arrangements here, and this piece is the title tune from the album 12, her 12th recording. Thank you. I'm hoping that had the desired effect of set you off shoulder wagging and hip shaking. And leaning forward right now to catch the name of that trumpet player. Who was that? Charlie Porter is his name, and this is from his album. He's a Portland musician, a self-titled album, Charlie Porter, and he begins with solo and ends with solo, but along the way adds first one, then two, then three, then four musicians. The ensemble gets larger and then it's scaled back down again over the 11 selections in this album. That was the third one, a trio, and it was titled Rondo for Sticky. Sticky is John Sticky Lakey, who was playing bass on that, and that very hip New Orleans street drummer kind of sound was from Alan Jones, who's one of the swinging drummers from Portland, and along with Charlie Porter on trumpet, that was Rondo for Sticky. Before that, a tune from Amina Figueroa, one of her beautiful compositions, very mellow, rich sounding, and wonderful harmonization. That was 12, the name of her 12th album, and Amina Figueroa at the piano with Bart Plateau on alto flute and Ernie Hams on flugelhorn, very rich sound. Amina Figueroa will bring her sextet for one night only in Seattle at the Royal Room on Wednesday night. Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KNKX, connecting you with the regional jazz scene. And here is a tune from a new album by Karen Plato that came out, well, it came out last fall, but it's really in season right now. Vancouver singer Karen Plato.
Thank you.
summer, sweet summer. Roses and sweet peas and skies of blue. Everyone longs for you. If you only knew, maybe you'd hurry. Wouldn't you?
Wonderful duo, Hans Teuber on alto sax and Jeff Johnson on bass, and that's from the album Deuce, and a tune titled Hot Rod. Hans Teuber and Jeff Johnson, alto sax and bass. Before that, Karen Plato's recent album, This Could Be the One. Karen Plato vocal and her song, Sweet Summer. That nice clarinet work in there was by James Dandifer. Chris Gestrin was on piano with Lawrence Muller up on bass and Joe Poole on drums. Karen Plato, Sweet Summer. That's Jazz Northwest for today. I'm Jim Wilkie. Stay tuned for Ken Wiley and the Art of Jazz coming up next. We have a podcast available if you'd like more information about that. Go to jazznw.org, where you can also stream previous programs at any time. You're listening to KNKX 88.5 Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1 Olympia, KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9 Cedro Woolley, and streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org. Jazz, blues, and NPR News, 88.5 FM.